This is Monday, August 8th, and the topic tonight is the power of thanks.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As usual, it's so nice to see a lot of goddesses in the room. And one god over here, and myself included. I hope that is slowly sinking into your consciousness. The idea that you're one with the whole universe, and the idea that you do have power. You're not powerless. And people think that they have no power over anything. You have power over everything. You have dominion over everything. So use that. Think about that. And know that this thing that we call God is working for you. Whatever your idea of God is, I have no idea what you think. I know I have different things. I don't see God as a human or a superhuman. I don't see him in human form whatsoever. I see more of the wisdom and the intelligence and a life force. And that's what you have to. This life force is coming through you all the time. That's God. So you have to remember that you're one with all of that. And then use that. So use this thing called God. Use the power that you have. Why would we have all this and not use it? That I can't figure out. But use it, people. God does not mind being used. So use God. I used to say, God is not only mighty, God is powerful. So use that power for something. Use it. And you just have to keep working on it till you feel that. I picked the topic, thanks, simply because I was talking to older people who said, well, you know, my grandchild never thanks me for anything, never sends me a thank you card, never does anything. When I was a child and you got something, you immediately had to sit at the table and write a thank you. Your mother stood over you till you got that done. We sometimes hate it. She said, just write thank you, do something. And that's what we have to be thankful for, everything thankful. And so many people today just take everything for granted. They're not thankful for anything. First thing I do in the morning, I get up and I'm thankful that I woke up. And then I'm thankful that I have a life, and all day long I thank. How many people, now we did not do this when I was a child, how many people still give thanks for the food, for your meals? It's a wonderful tradition, and it's a wonderful idea to give thanks for that. It doesn't do anything, but it adds. It has power to it. And it adds to your consciousness, to your thankfulness that you are alive, that you have everything. I thank this thing, the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, I thank it for everything. If I get in the shower, I'm thankful that I have water. I'm thankful and hot water. Oh my goodness, I love hot water. I love opening my refrigerator. Every time I open my refrigerator, it turns me on because I have stuff in there to eat, vegetables and all kinds of goodies to look at. And I'm thankful for those. Why am I thankful for food and so forth? Because regardless of what we think, something gave up its life for us. If you eat chicken, it had to give up its life. Cows, all the vegetables give up their life for us. So it's a wonderful thing to think of that. You know, what feeds the carrot? You know, besides fertilizer and stuff. But a carrot feeds us, and I think that is absolutely wonderful, and I'm very, very thankful for it. And I'm always thankful for my health, I say thank you, thank you, thank you. I never wait till it's gone and then start to be thankful. You have to be thankful every day for all the wonderful things that come in to our life. And when you look at it, it's absolutely a miracle, isn't it? All the stuff that goes on in the world. Excuse me. I don't pay attention to any of the bad stuff going on. I negate that right away. And I think, well, maybe that happens, but it's not happening in my world, and it's not happening in my universe. So I keep that stuff away from me. So many people are concerned with all the stuff, and there is a lot going on, but it's never enough to make me not be thankful. I remember that all the bad stuff that's going on in the world is only 5% of what's going on. Concentrate on the 95%. Be thankful for the 95%. And it will multiply for you. Every time you say thank you, it does something for you. And it multiplies. Be thankful for your money, for your job. And there we were just talking about you, young man. Hi. So, we must be thankful for everything that comes down the pike. You see. And know that when you're thankful, what's coming down the pike is only good, you know. So the universe is good. And we have to know that always good is coming to us. We live in goodness. So be thankful for all those things. It's difficult right now to be thankful. Because we're getting no rain. But we're still alive, aren't we? So we have to be thankful for that. And I always, there has to be a reason. There's a higher intelligence going on someplace that must know what's going on. We wouldn't be in this drought if it wasn't doing something. And they'll finally discover that we had to go through this. So, be thankful. Be thankful for everything. When I was a child, we learned that lesson because as soon as somebody came in or did something, your parents would say, well, what do you say? What do you say? Mm-hmm. And you had to say, thank you. What do you say? Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And it was a fun time in life, and it's nice to thank people, isn't it? I like to thank people. And I like to thank myself and this universe we live in. It's a wonderful place to be. So we have to be thankful for that kind of stuff. Most people take everything for granted. They have no idea what's going on. They just go through life sleepwalking. Most people are completely unconscious of what's going on. Completely. So when you say thank you, you're recognizing something. And you have to recognize the good in life and be thankful for it. Use this idea of being thankful, especially, well, maybe not especially, but for your prosperity and all. Be thankful for the money you have. The more you're thankful for it, the more it's going to grow for you. Absolutely, I can prove this. Up one side and down the other. You have to be thankful. And great things will happen for you. I could tell you story after story, but I don't want you to think I'm bragging. And I don't want you to think that I'm the only one that this happens to. It happens to everybody. It happens to everybody and for everyone. Remember, this thing called God does not show favorites. Does not show favorites. What God does for me, God can do for everybody. Everybody. And I have wonderful, wonderful experiences come to me, but people are very, very kind to me and very generous. Very generous. And I'm thankful for it. And I say thank you, thank you, and thank you. And more comes, you know. More comes. I was being thankful the other week because I was in this fit of every once in a while that I get in. Oh my goodness. Look at all these bills. Look at all this. Anything. You need X amount of dollars, Dallas, to pay for all this. Okay. Where's it coming from? Not the slightest idea where. But I give thanks that I already have it. I give thanks that I already have it. Last week, a check came in the mail. I had no idea it was coming. And I never expected it from this particular person. But it was enough to cover everything. And I never said anything to anybody. But the money was right on the dot. Complete.
Did you send it to you?
Pardon?
Did you send it to you?
They sent it to me. A friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
Which I would have never guessed, you know.
Just because he loves you?
Well, I think because I'm grateful, and yes, she loves me, or she wouldn't have sent the money. You know? So, and what did I do? I immediately called her. I immediately thanked her. Because you have to be grateful for what people do. You have to be grateful. But so many people are afraid to try it. And to know that it's coming, you know. Large sums of money are always coming to me. You must use these affirmations. And then I have no idea where they're going to come from. But they come. They really, truly come. So, I am going to continue to be thankful. For myself, for everybody, for the universe, for everything. You have to be thankful. And we're not. Or we get angry or we get mad and say, well, other people get it, why can't I? It's coming to you. It's coming to you. Learn to accept it. And you'll get it. But I find this to be absolutely true with the money. You know, I told you people years ago, do you still write on your checks, God bless and multiply this money quickly? I write it on everything. God bless and multiply this money quickly. I started that thing 30 years or more ago. I have never run out of money. Money has always been there when I needed it. And I'm learning that we don't need a great deal of money. You can get along very nicely. You don't have to be out spending up one side and down the other. That's not what it's all about. I think I told you that expression of Jesus, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Does not mean that there are going to be more shopping malls. That's not the abundance. We're talking about the abundance within you. And thankful, being thankful, brings that abundance out. Brings it out. Now, one of the other things to remember, and especially if you're in this teaching, there is a completely different way to go through life than most people do. And you must choose a different way. You see, I could have sat and thought, oh, well, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm a financial disaster. I don't know finances. And I have to know all this stuff, you know. You don't have to know it. There's a different way to go through life. And I go through it differently than other people. And I do it by giving thanks. And for some, well, not strange reason, because this teaching works, it comes to me. It comes to me. Most people can't do that because they're into the world. I'm not into the world and what it's saying. You say, somebody, a friend of mine called. Now, Dallas, if you have any money, you've got to get it out of the bank. There's going to be a crash. This is going to happen, and that's going to happen. I thought, how she knows this and why? And I left her talk. And as soon as she hung up, I said, there's not a damn word of truth in this. I'm not going to listen to this. And I don't listen to it. You have to make your own mind and your own world. And if you think that you have to be Warren Buffett or something to make any money, that's not true at all. There are all money's always out there. Money is never the issue. But you think it is, and you think money is hard to find and hard to get and all this kind of stuff. No, thank your money. And keep it in circulation. It'll come back to you, multiply abundantly. Multiply, and it's done with the whole idea of being thankful. Just to say thanks. Oh, thanks. And with people in your life, be thankful of all the people that are in your life. You see? It requires a different way of looking at it and thinking till your mind accepts that. You know, till you're grateful and thankful for things. Not just skimming along life, taking everything for granted and saying, this is what life is. No one knows what life is, people. When somebody tells you life is this, that, and the other thing, that's their life. That's their idea. That's their opinion. You do not have to agree with them. You do not have to agree with any of them. You know? Know that you are always going to be victorious. Always victorious. That's what you're here for. If all you are is God, and God is all that you are, now you have to be victorious. Can you imagine this thing that we call God failing in something? No. God never fails. Never fails. So think of that and be thankful. Oh my goodness, look at that. I have a God here that never fails. Never fails. So use that. And don't buy into what the world is telling you all the time. Listen, you can get along. And with money, with your food, with anything, be thankful. It's all there. All your needs are always going to be supplied. Wants are a different story. You know, we want a lot of things we don't need. We don't need that stuff. When I was in college, my aunt Catherine, the one I talk about who made her transition, sent me a little card with a dollar in it. College, a dollar. And her little note said, believe it or not, Dallas, this is all that I have. But you are more than welcome to it.
Wow.
But you are more than welcome to it. I remember that. I remember that all my life. Another thing that I remember, my father, who wasn't stingy, but thrifty, or he had a completely different mindset about money and what was going on, which I never figured out. But I used to say to him, "Dad, I need a new pair of shoes." And he would look at me and say, "Do you have a pair of shoes?" "Well, yes." "Well, then you don't need an underpant." "You don't need an underpant." Now, when I was a child, I hated that. Now that I'm older, I love that idea, because I can say, "Dallas, you have enough shoes. You don't need to buy another pair of shoes. It's not needed. I'm thankful that I have a pair of shoes." And you'd be thankful for everything. People today are not thankful. They do not see the cycle of life. We grow food. We eat the food to maintain ourselves. And then that food does something else, you know? It just keeps going and going and going. I think I told you this a long time ago. There is not one scientist, one doctor that can tell you that when you eat a carrot, it turns into a fingernail. How does that happen? I'm thankful that it happened. How and why? I don't know how it happens. But we're always transforming something into something else. And that's what you're doing with your mind. That's what you're doing with your life. You look at any problem or you have and say, "I can transform this into something else." And then transform it into what you want. Do not get stuck. People get stuck in a diagnosis because they put all their power in the hands of a doctor. Don't put don't do that to yourself. Know that you can do it on your own. Yes, we need help. And yes, pills and operations on. But the thing that heals is you. You heal yourself and you heal your mind. And we may need help sometimes. Take the help. Take the help. But know that you are capable of doing all those things yourself. You're capable of that. So do it for yourself. Gene's going to get a job. Know that you already had that job, Gene. No, that's true. And give thanks now for it. You see, you must always give thanks before the fact. You give thanks before you eat your food. You don't eat it and then give thanks. If you want a job, you give thanks for it before you get it. See how that works? And that's the power, excuse me, of thankfulness, or just plain thanks. Next month, we'll do a whole series, and I won't supply them. But my friend, John Mackey, who has been in this class, who I've known for 30-some years or something, I work with him. He works with me. He's going to send us copies of the new book, Thank and Grow Rich. So I'm thrilled with it. And I think it's going to thank and grow rich. You know, from Napoleon Hill wrote a book called Think and Grow Rich. And she's saying thank and grow rich.
Yes. It's his book.
No, it's not Napoleon Hill's book.
No, his book.
Who, John?
Yeah.
Oh, no. He just said he's sending them. He's buying them for us and sending them to us.
Oh, nice.
Well, yes, Susie. Nice things happen when you're thankful. So that comes out at the end of this month. So we'll have them. I'm hoping to start that series in September. Mm-hmm. And Pam Grout is her name, if you know. Well, she has written I don't know how many different books, but this one sounds absolutely marvelous. Sounds that I think we can all use it, don't you?
Yes.
You know, who was it that? Oh, Wallace Simpson. Does anyone remember what Wallace Simpson said? Mm-hmm. You could never be too rich mm-hmm. or too thin.
That's right.
And she, I didn't know about that last one.
You didn't know about that last one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Too rich and too
thin. Yeah, you could never be too rich or too thin. So, and we all want to be rich, and we can be rich people. And it's done with thanks. Just be thankful for everything that comes into your life. Mm-hmm. You know, I pick pennies up on the street, and I'm thankful. I say, ooh, pennies from heaven. Mm-hmm. And I scoop it right up. That's true. And those pennies grow. I have a jar. It grows. Mm-hmm. All that stuff grows. That's one of the nice things about this world or about this universe. Things grow. They do not stay stagnant. They grow. And we as humans grow. We started as a little baby. We grew this up. And now our mind is growing. Our mind is growing. We're learning new things. We're learning new concepts. Which is what we are supposed to do. Otherwise, you're just going to keep repeating the past all the time. And you're going to repeat what your parents and who your parents were. You want to be your own individual. Respect your parents. Be thankful that you had parents. But now you're on your own. And you can do it. You can do it. You have the power to do anything. Unleash that power with thanks. Being thankful for everything that comes into your life. Everything. So, this is how it's done. Very easy, very simple. So in the morning, wake up and be thankful. Be thankful. I'm thankful for everything that I have in my home. I'm thankful for every person that I know. Works wonders. It absolutely works wonders. It's one of those powerful, powerful things to do. We say love, which has power, of course, but thanks has power also, because it changes your attitude. And all life is attitude. All life is attitude. If you're having difficulty of any type, sit down and alter, change your attitude. It's a choice. We've said that so many times, and so many people still do not believe that life is a choice. Every thought that comes into your mind is a choice. Think about that. What thought do you want in your mind? I want a light feeling inside of me, a thankful feeling. I'm glad, I'm happy to be alive, I'm all these kinds of things. When that Aunt Catherine I was talking about was 96 or something, her neighbor a man in his 50s, said to her, "Oh, I can't wait to retire." She looked at him and said, "I would never wish my life away." And that's what we do. We wish our life away. Don't settle for what you have right now and be thankful for it. It'll change. It'll become what you want it to become. It will become that. So try that. Yes. And then I'll tell you another cute story about Aunt Catherine. She wasn't feeling well, and I knew it. So I called her son, and I said, "Now listen, Dennis, you have to go up and get your mother to a doctor." And he said, "Why?" I said, "Because I can tell her energy is not there by her voice. I always know people by their voice, and if they have energy." So he came up. It turned out she had a urinary tract infection in her 90s. So they took her to the local clinic or whatever. The doctor examined her, and he said to her, "Well, when was the last time you saw a doctor?" She said, "Well, maybe 60 years ago."
Oh, my goodness.
And he said, "Well, maybe that's why you're in such good health." And she looked at him and said, "Don't you think attitude has something to do with it?" She kept a wonderful attitude. How she kept that, and she was thankful for everything that came into her life. And a custom, and I'm sure older Rose and maybe Paulina, if you came to my Aunt Catherine's house, you did not leave empty-handed. Here, take some of this food, take whatever. They always gave their stuff to people when they came. Your parents did the same thing. They were thankful, and they gave. They didn't say, I have to save that. Because they were thankful, and more came to them. More came to them. So, thanks and being thankful is a very powerful thing. Very, very powerful. Use it in your life. Be thankful for the weather, for the traffic, for everything. Just sit and be thankful. And you will see all the difference in the world. Because the mind is very strange. And if you're looking at your checkbook and it's going down, 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 you forget to be thankful. And you buy into that. You cannot buy into that. You have to know what? Money is always freely circulating in my life, and I always have a divine surplus. A divine surplus. And be thankful for that. But know that's absolutely true. Absolutely true. Be thankful. And wonderful and mighty things will come to you. It just absolutely. And I wish I could feel comfortable in telling you the story. Maybe I'll tell you anyway. So last week I thought, something has to go. So I sat down and I was very thankful. Very thankful. And on this Saturday, a check arrived in the mail for $10,000. For $10,000. I was blown over. No one has ever sent me that much.
It's nice.
Well, yes. I'm delighted with it. Yeah. I think it's wonderful when that you can demonstrate like that. That's what this teaching is about, people, is demonstrating and knowing. I sat and thought, now I was even thinking, well, maybe I could mortgage the place. I could do, you know, all these crazy things come through your head. I had no idea that that person was going to do that. She had no idea what state I was in or anything. So, you can do it too. But you have to believe in it. And you have to what? Be open and receptive to receiving. Most people don't get what they want because they cannot receive it. And why do you think it is that people can't receive something?
They don't feel worthy.
Deserving. Totally lovable. And that they matter. If you don't matter, you're not going to get anything. If you think you don't matter, why would the universe back you up in anything? It won't do it. Accept and be thankful, and these things will change. You will care. Now, I told that story, and I don't. Excuse me. You to think that I'm bragging. I'm not bragging. I was so thankful. I was also overwhelmed. I was completely overwhelmed. You know, I've had people do nice things for me in my life, but that's the biggest. So now what do I do? I say thank you very much. More, please.
Yeah, I was going to say,
help
to send us.
Yeah. Send more. Do more.
Double it.
Pardon?
Double it.
Double it, yes. Whatever. And it doesn't have to come from that person. It can come from anybody. But money is out there. Take it. Be thankful. Mm-hmm. Be thankful for that.
So can you talk a little bit about how you feel? I mean, thankfulness is a very...
individual?
Very spiritual feeling, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're grateful, you're open to receive, open-hearted.
Yes.
So that's where you need to be, because if you're feeling kind of tight and you're saying, I'm so thankful, you're still putting a block, right?
So you know how to do that. Open up your heart. Just say, people, how do I do that? You sit down and open up your heart. You just say, my heart is opening. And visualize your heart opening. Blooming. You say, just let your heart bloom and it'll go out from you. It'll get bigger and bigger and bigger. But you have to do that. Andy, what do they have to use?
What's that? The imagination.
Yeah. It's always going to be your imagination. The greatest tool you have in your toolbox is your imagination, and people will not use it. Why? Because when you were a child, they said, enough of that, stop that. You did not kiss a frog in the garden. You know? But the child's imagination, he did kiss a frog. Use your imagination. You should have a great imagination. I can see it in you. You're very artistic. So that's imagination. So use it.
Thank you.
Yes, well, and be thankful that you have an imagination. Be thankful for all those gifts that you have inside of you. You know? You can have it. You can have it all. But it comes from inside being thankful. I'm thankful. I'm thankful that I'm alive. I'm thankful that I'm healthy. You see? And then go on about your business. And it'll catch you. You'll just get everything. I don't know how to explain it to you. I don't know how to explain how that money arrived. I don't know how to explain it. I knew I would. I'm absolutely thankful for it. But how it got there, I don't worry about that. Years ago, I decided I am the fun and entertainment committee. God is the ways and means. So let God be the ways and means. Now, I'll tell you one little thing that when I was thinking about this and being thankful and all, I had to remind myself that 30-some years ago, I was on a religious retreat in Georgia. And I was in the woods walking, and I came upon a precipice. And I could look down and see the valley and all. It was beautiful. All of a sudden, I felt hands back of me, on my shoulder. I knew right away what it was. And in my imagination or whatever, but I knew it was the most beautiful being in the world behind me. And that being said to me, "Dallas, I am going to take care of you from now on because I am better at it than you are. I am better at it than you are." I surrendered to that. This week, before this money arrived, I sat down and reminded myself of that I am being taken care of. And I am being taken care of. Always, constantly being taken care of. Now, I do have to remind myself, because I can go down the tubes like anybody else, but I have to remind myself that I am thankful, that I am being taken care of, and that wonderful things are coming my way. You see, you have to know that wonderful things are coming your way. And then wonderful things will come your way. Your mind is a manufacturing machine. It's a factory. A manufacturing. Anything that you think, it will manufacture for you. So only think good thoughts about yourself. Always hold yourself in the highest of esteem. Always know that you are worthy and deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. Know these things at a gut level. They're inside of you. And they're always there. And you can pull from them. You can pull. Don't wait till there's nothing. Always be thankful. And when you're thankful, things just keep coming to you. Things keep coming to you. This universe is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And it will give you all those things that you desire. It doesn't want you running around. I mean, why would any deity of any type want you to suffer? I'm still looking at the damn television programs of evangelists speaking or whatever. You're just awful. They're always telling you God is testing you, God is doing this to you and that to you. God's not doing a damn thing to you, people. You're doing it. You're doing it. But I did know the louder those ministers scream, the more audience they seem to attract. It's so funny. Now, I never stay long on those channels because I surf, but you can surf those evangelists, I call them, and they're all saying the same thing. They're all telling you that you're awful, that you're going to hell, that God doesn't like you. Oh my goodness. Why would you want to put up with that? Don't do that to yourself. Learn to love yourself.
In the churches too.
Oh yes, I do. Know that you are the beloved in whom this thing we call God is well pleased. You are the beloved in whom this thing we call God is well pleased. Be thankful, and it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.
Thank you.